Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk, and 99.1fmtalk.com.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. The tamale lady just opened up the awesome Mexican buffet inside Ridezilla. Everybody is welcome to come in and partake. No charge for that at all. This is how big this event is. The once-a-year spring sale. Many deals offered today only from now until 4 p.m. up to $6,500 off ATVs. You'll see everything on the tags here on every single one. But Tamale Lady is serving right now. She's brought a lot of food here and drink. So come on by. We're on South Carson Street right next door to Carson Toyota, Ridezilla in Carson City. I'm John Potter, and with me, Dave Burns and Dr. Bob Houchin from the Douglas County Republican Committee. Welcome, gentlemen. I just talked about the top national stories. I talked about the astronauts. I just talked about the Army opening up to people up to the age of 42 can now enlist. And those who have had just one marijuana conviction can also, yeah, you're smiling. What's your take on that, Dr. Bob?
Well, when I got out of the Navy after serving, I was, of course, 4S or 4A, I guess, which meant that I couldn't be drafted again. After I went to dental school, I was told that I was now, because I had not served as a dentist, I was now eligible to be drafted again as a dentist until the age of 40.
What do you think about the one marijuana conviction? You can still join the Army.
It's not my forte, but, you know, it's becoming more and more accepted as we have more and more states accept the utilization of cannabis. It's just not something I do or choose to do.
I gave an example, my younger brother. The Air Force shaped him up. It can make a great positive change in these people. And they will shape up enough to be an asset, I think, to the Army.
And I saw that quite frequently, quite frankly.
Okay.
During the Vietnam War, they were drafting, you know, pretty much from low-income society.
Yes.
And most of the people, by the time they got out, were, good upstanding citizens.
Yep. Well, we are going to talk about politics, but what I was getting at with the top stories is the one top story that I didn't feel I was qualified to talk about was the jet plane that was lost over Iran. And tell us what you your take on that, Dr. Bob, and what we don't know about it.
Well, of course, we all have this airman in our prayers. I served in the United States Navy during the Vietnam War. Dark humor among the military. As a corpsman, we used to say the lifespan of a corpsman from the time the landing craft hits the beach until the corpsman almost gets there is 45 seconds. We used to talk about treating casualties in the field. The most common injury for a corpsman was to drag your foot over a secondary booby trap, and so we'd say, you know, gosh, I hope it's below the knee when that happens.
That is the darkest of humor. Okay.
But one of the last things you do before you go overseas into a combat area with the United States military is go through SEER school. During the Korean War, something like 40% of our POWs did not survive. So the military decided they had to address that issue, and the way that the military addresses things is with training. So SEER school is survival, evasion, resistance, and escape. You go through the school, you learn how survival is, how to eat off the land, how to navigate so that you're going the right direction, not the wrong direction, to try and get back to friendly lines. Resistance, when you're being interrogated, you need to have had some training to know how to resist interrogation. They taught us things like You get your Geneva Convention card when you leave to go overseas, and your Geneva Convention card has your name, rank, and serial number. You turn that in, they're supposed to turn it over to the Red Cross, and your family knows where you are. I was told when they handed me that card that the Geneva Convention card applies to all wars fought in Geneva.
Well, you mentioned the survival rate of a POW in the enemy's hands. Are you talking generally? I mean, or are you talking this specific war, 45%?
During the Korean War, we lost 40%.
Oh, Korean War, 40% loss of POWs who died in the captivity. In Korea.
That's correct. In the Vietnam War, we had 725 total POWs, and we lost 64. And of those 64, the overwhelming majority of them were terminally injured at the time of captivity. So the survival rate was dramatically improved by Sears School. The evasion part of it, you taught how to hide, that type of thing. The resistance, one of the things they teach you in the resistance part, you only give your name, rank, and serial number. They played a tape for us. Interrogating one of our simulated prisoners, and they said, where did you live? I lived in Kansas. Did you have brothers and sisters? Yes, I had three brothers and four sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like farming? Yes. Did you like living in Kansas? Yes. Then they play the tape back, and on the tape it says, how many children did you kill? Three. How many women did you kill? Four. Are you a murderer? Yes.
Oh, man.
So that's the reason for the name, rank, and serial number only.
It's interesting you bring up mortality rate of POWs. I'm a big history fan. I was just reading about. We'll get to politics in 1 minute. I promise. The war between World War II, Germans versus Russians, the Germans that were in Russian captivity, only, I think, 28% survived. The Russians who were in German captivity, 13% survived. So that's important to know. And there's a lot more that has to go into the head of a pilot before they volunteer on this when you become captured.
That's an absolute
fact. It takes a hero, a strong person, to take that job.
Last, I'd like to pay a little homage to a personal friend, James Bond Stockdale. You may not recognize the name. He was the highest-ranking prisoner of war in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. He was there 7.5 years. He was shot down in the Tonkin Gulf on September 9th, 1965, which is also the date that Sandy Koufax threw his fourth no-hitter in a perfect game against the Chicago Cubs. It's also my first day at UC Berkeley.
How did he survive that long in captivity?
He had the SEER training. He was a very, very strong individual. Admiral Stockdale is the one who developed the communication method that they used in order to maintain their sanity by able to communicate with each other. He recognized that he could not possibly teach the Morse code to a bunch of prisoners in that environment.
Okay.
So what he did was draw a square, divided into 25 squares, five across, five down, and you put the letters A, B, C, D, E in the top row. So an A is one row, one tap. First square, one tap.
Keeps the mind busy.
B is one tap, two taps. And so by using that, they were able to communicate with each other.
Holy cow.
Stockdale was there until the 12th of February, 1973.
Oh, listen to, oh my gosh, you know it all.
7.5 years he was there.
Okay.
He was awarded in 1976 the Medal of Honor.
Dave Burns and Dr. Bob Houchin. Okay, listen, Dave, I'm going to give you extra time here, okay? We're going to get to politics. But let's start right now. You said, how about you, John, ask us questions you are thinking of. And Bob is pretty, well, you are too, Dave, pretty well versed in the candidates. We have the election getting closer. The primary's getting closer. Which Democrat candidate shall we pick on first?
None.
Well, come on.
Oh, no.
Well, we could certainly talk about question seven. The real ID thing is in the news right now. With the, the Supreme Court, I think, is taking this issue on nationally. Trump's, or was it, what happened here? The controversy, okay. I think it had, I think he lost that case in Nevada, or nationwide. Supreme Court took this up, voter ID.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get our notes together. Take a break right now. Look, you said two words already.
Yeah.
In one 15 minutes.
Hey, well, John, it's always good to be here with you.
Okay. You have no chance here, Dave, with Dr. Bob and me. But we're going to talk politics next, and we're going to start that half hour after this commercial break. How about that?
Sounds good.
Getting our notes together, folks. I'm John Potter at Ridezilla, Carson City, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:16.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
All right, what I was rambling about was the Safe America Act, and one of the things it would do is add a new layer of documentation requirements on top of a verification for voting. That's that's still actually yet to be voted on, I think, by the Senate. All right, so we're going to talk local Nevada candidates here. We're going to start with Nevada Attorney General Aaron Ford, who just this week joined a coalition. He always joins a coalition. The guy can't write his own lawsuits, right? He always just tags along with another state. What does that guy do in his office? But anyway, the coalition is suing the Trump administration over its executive order on elections. Signed on March 31st, Trump's newest order creates a nationwide list of verified eligible voters and moves to restrict mail-in voting. Well, that's what the news media says. I don't really trust that last part of the sentence. How does it restrict mail? You know, took it right off, I think, Channel 8 here. He, as well as 23 other attorneys general and one governor, called the move unlawful and unconstitutional, arguing that states have domain over their electoral processes. Ford is running for governor up against Governor Lombardo. Dave, your take?
Well, I think, John, I think Lombardo is doing what he was elected to do, and I think Aaron Ford is the biggest joke ever perpetrated upon this state.
Empty suit. We have issues Nevadans are concerned about, and it's always these weird lawsuits to protect boys who want to play in women's sports. He sued Trump over that. I have a Democrat friend who has real fears about the viability of Aaron Ford beating Lombardo at the polls. And his friends at the party are not as confident as you would think about this guy winning, about him winning the election for governor. I think Alexis Hill, once Democrat voters see how further left and progressive she is, I think they're going to flock to her. Plus, she's an energetic young woman. Aaron Ford is another sleepy Joe. This is a bit like how this newbie candidate just out of college, Morgan Wadsworth, is getting a lot of attention on the socials all over Reddit and X for Amadei's seat in Congress.
Well, you know, what has Ford accomplished?
I know.
What's his track record?
Yeah.
His biggest track record is he's only around here 25% of the time. He's only seen almost never, and he is traveling the world. On our dime.
Not just travel. This guy, it's all four-star accommodations for him.
Yeah.
Really expensive vacations.
And these lawsuits that he keeps jumping into, he's cost the taxpayers. It's like it's not out of his pocket. He's costing the taxpayers, the good hard workers of Nevada, costing us millions of dollars for lawsuits that's frivolous. It's just doesn't make sense. And he is, when he ran, I never understood how he could be a felon and win. And that's what they were claiming. And he still won. His background was a felon. So
what was that, a drunken argument or road rage or something?
Yeah, something crazy, but still put him in as a felon. How does a guy, a person that has that kind of background, lack of integrity, ever win an election? It doesn't make sense. So now that he's in there, he's showing his true colors, which we always, as conservatives, we've seen it. But here, I'm going to give you, for instance, I was on a school board here for Douglas County, and whenever you get filed against you as an open meeting law violation, That open meeting law violation winds up at the Attorney General. They evaluate it. They see what you did, per se, by the complaint only.
Yeah.
They never come to the person that to file the complaint against you. This is with Ford being in charge. What happened to due process? Due process means when you're accused of something in this country that you have a right to defend yourself. They never gave that right. We had them file against us just because the Democrats didn't like us being in there and make the changes in the school system. So then they turn around and I'm going, where's our due rights? They never even talked to us to give us, hear our side of the story. So Ford sits in an office that he complains about not proper due process for illegals. Mm-hmm. And then he turns around and does the exact same thing right. against us.
Well, this new suit against Trump's executive order is basically for more election security. And let's talk about voter ID, which Aaron Ford is against more security for voting. And this is what's amazing to me. And it's most Americans favor voter ID. It's not even close. And when it comes to Nevadans, it's an even bigger number in surveys. Plus, we've had the vote last time for question 7, which we vote for again this year, requiring voters to present photo ID when voting in person or give the last 4 digits of their driver's license or social security number when voting by mail. That won in Nevada last time 73-27% in Nevada. There's no controversy whatsoever to this issue. Yet, one of the political parties, the leadership ranks of that particular party, is dead set against voter ID. And while you say you want elections to be real, you say you want elections to be legitimate, why would you object to any voter ID that might be required? Could it be that you see openings for cheating over the years and you don't want to get busted? Why would you be against that? The Democrats in their own party, 71% of Democrat voters favor voter ID, even higher amongst minorities, who are insulted that the party thinks that they're not smart enough to get a photo ID, I guess.
I wonder if England and France and them have voter IDs to make sure that they're citizens of those countries, because right now, just take a look at those countries, John. That's where the United States is headed if we don't wake up. Mm-hmm. And here, you know, Trump's doing exactly what he should be doing, and that's making sure everybody has voter ID, everybody okay. is a citizen, everybody is checked. I don't have a problem with them checking me.
Ford is against it. And it doesn't make sense yeah. to me. And he sued Trump about this very thing a couple of years ago, and now he's suing again. Yes, doctor.
The only possible reason to be against voter ID is to perpetuate cheating. Right now, the numbers I've seen say that with the amount of illegal aliens that we have in certain states, that the Democratic Party has 27 seats in the House of Representatives that they would not otherwise have, and therefore also 27 electoral votes that they would also not have if we didn't have those number of individuals being counted in the census. So this is what they fear. They fear the loss of power if we have voter ID.
I think it's kind of maybe they're hoping that the Supreme Court comes down with a ruling on birthright citizenship and allows it, and they can combine the huge influx of illegals that came in under Biden along with the possibility of citizenship coming from that group, plus unsecure elections. You got all kinds of opportunities for mischief. And add to that early voting, ballot harvesting, drop boxes, all those things that can make an election suspect.
John, you know, it's interesting that in United States, we just want, we expect our elected officials to take care of and support mm-hmm. the people, we the people. And when that happens, you have to listen to the people. You have to know what they want you to do and what they don't want you to do. I'm old school. If I'm setting an elected office, then I listen to the people and I act on that. I may not necessarily agree with it, but I'm going to act on what the majority wants. It seems like with those percentages of people in those positions of they're not listening. They're not listening to 71% of the Democrats. If you don't want to listen to the Republicans,
well,
listen and then act on what they're saying. And they're not, they're just flat out, they want to run it as they want to run it, as the country, and they don't want to listen to we the people.
Well, I know Democrats who are worried that Ford cannot beat Lombardo. And that's why I think Alexis Hill, people think, no way, wait till more Democrats find out about her. She's more left, more progressive. And that wins in primaries because you have the hardcore people voting in primaries who are not middle of the road. Middle of the road voters come for general elections, as you well know. Dr. Bob?
Going back to mail-in voting, the Constitution refers to election day. Doesn't refer to election month or election 6 weeks. It calls it election day.
Think of that, folks. All right, we got a break for Fox News and local news. One more segment with you guys. The Douglas County Republicans, Republicans Committee, Dr. Bob Houchin and Dave Burns, co-chair, right? Co-chair?
First vice chair.
I'll get it right one day. I'm John Potter, live and local. Come by and get fed. Craig, how's the food? Where's the microphone?
Sorry, I had to empty my...
That was rude of me.
I was told not to speak while I had my mouth full, so I had to wait a second.
That was bad of me. I'm so sorry.
Well, as you can tell...
It's almost gone.
It's disappearing fast.
He's gorging. All right.
They've got a lot up there.
Oh, there's Jerry in line.
Yeah, Jerry's in line up there now. Yep.
Jerry holding an open plate. Somebody get a picture. All right, we're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla. Come by and enjoy the buffet, folks, and the big, incredible deals. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk. Time, 11:30.
Is FM Talk.
Current temperature in Reno, 51 degrees. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're at Ridezilla for another half hour. Everybody's eating the wonderful Lady Tamale food that's laid out for you absolutely free. Just walk in the door and take a look at all the price tags, which are eye-popping. All right, a big thank you to all the Douglas County Republicans for supporting your past two major fundraiser events. And you basically want to say you appreciate all that effort and volunteer work and all the harmony that you saw in the group so far this year.
Absolutely, John. You know, we have fantastic, I mean, outstanding people in the Douglas County Republican Party and the Central Committee.
And you have fun, too.
Oh, we have
when
a blast.
When I was at Lincoln Day dinner, it was, you said it, a
yeah.
blast. And yeah. you're gearing up for more. I want to hear about the more.
Well, oh, gosh. We got so many things that's coming up. We're going to, in fact, Bob, you're on the committee for the co-chair for the barbecue coming up this fall. So, you know what? Here you go, Bob. All right. But we have that coming up. That's going to be something different. We're kind of trying to think out of the box a little bit, do some not the ordinary, oh, we expect this, and this is going to be the same thing. We want to do something different. We had a cornhole tournament this past year, and these two, they're two major fundraisers, the Lincoln Reagan dinner and the barbecue. And we recognize the ranchers in the valley and the ranchers around the state. That was part of the theme last barbecue, packed out. We had more people wanting to come. We packed out with the one you were at, John, came to at the Lincoln Reagan dinner. And that was so amazing and fun and was 240 and they cut us off. They finally said, no more. And those two fundraisers were both huge record-setting fundraisers. For those that came, they invested into the party. We now have the ability to do the things we want to do. That's how come we have another training center in for the Republican Central Committee. We have actually a center that they can come and listen to the different candidates. We allow them to come in, have a meet and greet, and it's just been great. So
How about targeting the young Republicans?
Young Republicans, good point. Like that. We have a group that's we got a teacher that's very conservative. He's been and spoke to our meetings and stuff. He has a group of high school kids, good conservatives. I've been to their meetings and listened to those kids. Those kids are smart.
So they have a young Republicans group.
Young Republicans.
In Douglas County.
Absolutely. Okay. And we're working right now to bridge that, mm-hmm. and we're going to be able to allow them. We want to be able to include them on everything, all of our
work
committees
together.
And everything. Yeah. And yes. with our candidates, go door to door if they want. So here's Bob.
Yeah, Bob, what do you say?
October 18th, it's a little bit in the future, but that'll be our next barbecue. We were blessed at the Lincoln Reagan dinner to have Gordon Chang come and speak to us. Gordon is a nationally known figure. At the October 18th barbecue, we're once again blessed to have Amanda Mackey. She's a former Republican candidate for Florida's 13th Congressional District. She was born in Tehran. She is an attorney. Her native language is Farsi. And she's going to come and speak to us about current events from a perspective that few of us have. So I'm looking very, very much forward to listening to Amanda on the 18th of October.
All right. I just have a message for our Democrat listeners. Look into Alexis Hill for governor. I dislike Aaron Ford that much that I want plus she's local. She's Washoe County. Alexis Hill, Democrats. Let's get Aaron Ford out of there. Okay. Enough.
Yeah, but that won't embarrass him. We want to embarrass him with going off against Lombardo. Joking, John.
Well, after the primary, I'm going to switch my tune. Absolutely. Mr. Lombardo was wonderful at the dinner. Talked to my wife, and what a great guy he is. You know.
Aaron Ford is again prosecuting the Nevada Six. Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know who the Nevada Six are, we had six electors who voted for President Trump as opposed to President Biden.
All right, so they presented themselves as electors. They found that they didn't meet the qualifications, and they were bounced. What's the big deal?
Exactly. Exactly.
But they, I guess. Two more minutes, guys. What are you going to do with them? Hand it to Dave.
we love our district, our area. We are even going to adjust some. We're going to put invitations out. This is just going to be open meeting. This is not going to be political. We just want to hear mm-hmm. from the independents in our county.
Okay.
We know there's conservative independents out there. Probably I'm round guessing. There's no proof on this. 75% vote. Conservative, we just want to hear from them. We don't want them to feel left out and can't have any say in anything. We don't operate that way. We want to hear even from the independents. We're looking forward to moving forward with that too, John.
All right.
We're also contacting the independents because when you renew your driver's license, the Nevada DMV re-registers you if you don't.
And you can't take part in the primaries.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're contacting the independents to make sure that they are aware of this and that if they are Republican.
It's going to be a major surprise when people find out they can't vote in the primaries. Right. If the DMV is taking it upon themselves to classify you as independent, what about your past record in the Republican Party? Out the window?
Unfortunately, we have a group of a party nationally that doesn't care.
Okay, guys, it's been very interesting. We'll talk to you again in a month. Dave Burns and Dr. Robert Houchin from the Douglas County Republican Committee. Your website is? I know it's simple, but
it's NV, DouglasNVGOP.org.
There you go. Awesome, guys. Thanks for the spirited talk. I'm John Potter. One last segment with us. If you want to call, 775-884-9910. Final break. Back with you shortly on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1145.
Got an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
What a great looking 51 degrees. Folks, have you ever seen a better 51 degrees out there? It is the perfect day today.
Just a light breeze I'm seeing.
You're feeling it, huh?
Yeah, just a little breeze, but not like our windstorms.
Well, that's being provided by the people opening and closing the door, holding big, huge bags of things that they got here at Ridezilla.
I saw a guy trying to carry a motorcycle out on his back. Didn't quite work. I said, why don't you put it on the wheels? It'll roll easier.
I never know when you're serious. Everybody punks me on this station.
Well, what is this weekend, John? What's tomorrow?
It's Easter.
It's Easter, right? So
yeah.
Are you going to hide your eggs tonight so you can forget where you left them?
I always do. And how did you know I lay eggs? Who told you? Who told you?
The Easter Bunny will never tell.
I'm going to get thrown out of here. So besides the vehicles, have I mentioned this? The Alpine Stars Moto Boots look gorgeous. Don't these look like a combination of cowboy boots and ATV boots?
They do, and probably a lot more support than any boot you've ever had.
You make an impression wearing those. Unbelievable. Today, only 40% off the Alpine Stars Moto Boots. Everything, here we go.
Climb. Every mountain.
I'll never get it.
Every mountain.
There. Thank you. Finally, at the end
Word
of the
association.
Show. At the end of the show, I can finally say it. Everything Climb is 35% off. This is a top prestige brand here at Ridezilla. Today only, buy 3 SXS tires or ATV tires and get the fourth tire free. There's also a certain type of tire back there that is buy one, get the other free. But I'm not the most skilled on ATV talk. I have to be honest with you. They just look like a heck of a lot of fun. And like they told us, well, we don't need to tell you, but folks, we're surrounded by tons of BLM land. This is your playground.
Yep.
And these are the tools for your playground, the outdoor fun, where on some of the ATVs, you save up to $6,500. It's right there on the tank.
It's insane. At the sale they do every spring.
Yeah.
And this is our third time doing the spring, and then we do the fall in October. But
Don't do many sales, do they?
No, not like this. This is their warehouse cleaning out sale. This is getting everything out that is maybe coming up on the new year stuff coming out in late August, early September.
Yeah.
But they want to have room for the new stuff. So this sale is all I can say is right now, if I rolled my wheelchair down the lane, I'd have a hard time navigating about 100 people getting back to the back.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. And they're open only till 4 today. Should be open later, but right now they're serving up the food from Lady Tamale. Mm. Join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. There, did I do it right?
You did it right. And specifying the at 991 FM Talk.
Which is the little at sign.
Yes.
You don't type out
Shift
at.
Number two.
Us old guys, we would type out at. But it's the at sign. See, now Phil's in charge of this, right? The X.
Phil set up the X.
Phil.
Account for the station.
Tell us all about what's on the 99.1 FM Talk X.
It is primarily a way for us to communicate back and forth with our loyal listeners. They can send in comments or ideas. We can respond to them. Also, I keep the news updated on the X site as well.
Yeah,
making me sound lazy.
We have some of the local news stations, one of which I won't name, but we're subscribed to their feed as well as some national feeds, so we get them popping up on our X account. So, of things important to Northern Nevada, we've linked.
Oh, I see. So it's more of a full service type.
Correct. Everything. It'll pop up with stories from AP or NASA, whoever is publishing the story out.
And people can make comments on each story.
Yep.
All right. I'm the last person alive who is not signed up for Twitter or X. But I should, because Facebook bounced me off for no reason at all.
So, Phil, your duty on Monday when you come in
teach
to relieve John. Yeah,
teach John. Every other day it's teach John.
Yep.
How does this work, Sonny?
I'll do so after I teach him how to use the new glowing microphone.
I saw it today. It freaked me out. Things like, it looks radioactive. That's the new microphone to record things, right?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I turned the station into a production studio.
Please tell me it's just you push the record button and push save. That's all I can handle.
Pretty darn close, yeah.
Pretty close.
Maybe one extra keystroke.
These stories I do for the new news, Phil gives me a 3-page...
of how to save it?
A mini book
of
how to save my recording. When I was a kid, we had a tape recorder, which had 5 buttons, and that was it. Bring those back. No, I'm just kidding.
I still have one in my stuff.
I'll use it.
Yeah, it's
that's where
well,
I'm
Jerry's
gonna put...
got. We've got one in the production studio. As we actually in our production studio here in Carson, we have a turntable. I don't know if you saw that. There's a turntable.
I remember
there.
Those.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Phil! Thanks for all the good work you do. This kind of fits technology. I got an email from a listener who heard what I said about. Well, it was a story about the Facebook and whoever the other company was getting sued for making social media on smartphones so addictive. And my rant about that last Saturday, email reads, Mr. Potter, I used to work in pediatrics, and we used to see these babies come in that were very much engaged with their mothers and their siblings. Now we're finding that when we have these breastfeeding moms come in, they're literally breastfeeding with their babies, not looking at their babies. They're looking at their phone. Their babies are not bonding with them, looking in their eyes while they're breastfeeding. And that, you know, well, that just kind of broke my heart reading that. And I won't give her name, but she really hit on something that she sees working in pediatrics. And she is tragically spot on. Because those bonding times in early life between an infant and the mother, and in particular when feeding, are so important in terms of developing a trust in human beings, in terms of developing a closeness with human beings. And as we well know, babies who do not bond with human beings typically tend to be sociopaths later in life. This is not a throwaway thing. This is actually a big thing, because if somebody is a new mother and they're feeding, they're breastfeeding their child or bottle feeding the child, you've got to have some interaction in the eyes. Instead, mom is staring. It's a dead stare. What are you doing? You're not looking at me. That they're looking for you because they're not getting anything back. So for people who need to be a little more sensitive to that world, there are those moments that are fleeting, and they're so crucial. So thank you. I'll call you Mary for sending that. Just heartbreaking. I had a great vacation. I don't understand. I guess this fits in with new technology, too. What is all this pre-check-in you have to do everywhere? First, it was the doctors and test appointments. Now it's the hotels. They're easing us into no human service. There are some Tahoe hotels we've been to where they email or text you before you get there. After you pre-check-in, they want you to fill out their check-in form before you get there. And you send that in. They text you the code to open up your room door. You don't see anybody, no front desk. Of course, the maid comes in the next day because AI does that job very poorly. But back to pre-check-in, I really prefer to do all of that at the front desk. I always have questions, don't I? I just have constant questions. All right, we're down to our final minute. Folks, they're still serving delicious food. Lady Tamale, or is it Tamale Lady? See, I have questions. He's plugging in the microphone again.
It's Lady Tamale.
Is it? Okay, thanks.
But it is a lady running Lady
Get
Tamales.
The sale on Climb. See?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. See?
Old 180 man. Minutes later.
Everything Climb is 35% off. Buy 3SXS tires or ATV tires. Get the fourth free. Alpine Stars Moto Boots, 40% off today only. And the ATVs, the snowmobiles, the motorcycles, they all have these bright price tags, all marked down. We're next to one that's $3,000 off. Yeah. And there are some up to $6,500 off. And you can look up the suggested price yourself. Yeah?
Well, I was just going to point out, you come in and then you get a chance to spin the wheel.
The wheel, that's right.
Up to from a T-shirt up to a $500 gift card. That's what the prices are on there. So
I wonder if they're doing that thing where you have to look in the glove compartments for a hidden...
No, Jerry didn't bring any that this week.
Well, the wheel is where you win then, and yes. Each person gets a free spin here at Ridezilla. We're on South Carson Street, but I got to go. Place is open till 4 with this incredible spring sale. Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Mr. Craig Moss. And I'm John Potter. I'd be honored if you join us again next Saturday. We'll be in the studio taking your calls on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News is up next. Have a great Easter. Bye-bye.